Head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is joining us outside the bench. Tom, this game had just about everything tonight, didn't it?
Oh, it was a crazy game. I thought it was a gutty effort on our part. You know, that's a team that doesn't lose a two-goal lead too much. So I thought that was gutty on our part coming back. It was a big point. And again, it was a big point. Obviously, that other point would have been huge as well. Like, we all realize that. But again, that wasn't meant to be. At the end of the day, I just told the guys, it's like they're sitting in the locker and their heads are down. It's like, you know, who's kidding who? It's just, they lost a point, but I go, guys, don't worry about the point you just lost. Worry about the six that are on the line next weekend. You know, you came back from a 2-0 deficit. We're down 2-1. This team doesn't lose too many leads, and they play well with a lead. So I just thought, you know, from that standpoint, again, I was proud of the guys.
Yeah, you guys have got off to a much better start as well. It seemed like almost the roles were reversed at the beginning of the game, where you guys were dictating play as opposed to last night, where they got that quick goal and dictated play. Off to a better start, but you're right, Tom. I mean, they are hard to come back against, so that's a victory in itself once you're down 2-0 to come back and equalize it like you guys did.
We always got to remember, this was a tie. But everybody in the building.
Right. It feels like a loss.
Yeah, it's a tie. You know, and then when we win these things, it's still a tie. You know what I mean? They're ties, you know. But, you know, yeah, you lose a point, and it's just in the moment. You know, in the moment, like, you just think, again, you know, the world's going to come to an end. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what, again – And if we want to really get technical right here, guys, we can't worry so much about the point we just lost. We have other points throughout the year we can talk about, too. So it is what it is. But the bottom line is, I thought our guys really played gutty. They came back from a 2-0 deficit, a 2-1 deficit, down a goal in the third period. You're going into the third period, and they came back. And, you know what? And hopefully this carries over to next weekend.
Well, hopefully one thing that doesn't carry over, the power play. Boy, they've just struggled getting goals lately, and that wasn't officially a shorthanded goal tonight.
But it wasn't?
The door had just opened.
Well, whatever.
But in essence, it was.
100%.
How do you fix that in a week?
They got to fix it themselves. That's they got to fix it themselves. Or the other unit's got to get, you know what, maybe the other unit needs more ice right now. But that's something I'll keep in the locker room right now, because I'm not a happy camper. I'm like you, Schultzy, right now. I'm not too pumped up about our power play, when we've given up, in my eyes and your eyes and everybody else's eyes, 3 shorties in the last 4 games. Come on, guys. Let's go. You know? But again, enough of that, Schultz. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Owen Sillinger, clean face-off win. I don't even think Justin Beaudry saw it go in the net. That thing got in there in a hurry, didn't it?
No, that thing was a heater.
Did you position him in a different place, Tom? It seemed like he was further towards the off face-off
circle. Yeah, what we had is we call it a spread. We had a spread face-off on it. You were supposed to, on a spread, we're supposed to win it to the near guy, and then he goes D to D. And
Like you drew it up
exactly,
then, right?
Exactly, exactly. Let the guys do it. Hey, let the guys, let them coach themselves, because they know what they're doing.
Well, quite honestly, that keeps Bednar out of position for that shot. Then if it goes up to the point, then he's got to
track. Yeah, he can't, you know, and again, he's a heck of a goalie, but you can't get beat from 60. I mean, you just can't. Clean. You can't get beat clean from 60.
Have you seen a guy that tall, that good, closing the five hole?
Oh, boy. I mean, that save on that breakaway by Cardelli was almost identical to the one, Schultzy, that Harry, remember Harry shorthanded in Bowling Green?
Yep.
It was identical, where it was right between his pads right there. So.
Well, and obviously that's the vulnerability for a lot of goalies, but especially when you're that tall. But, man, he closes that quick.
Yeah, he's a Florida draft. I hope we don't see him next year.
A technical question for you, a rule question, Tom. When they got that penalty shot, when you got the penalty shot, do you have to pick a player that's on the ice, or you can pick anybody?
We could just a player on the ice.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know, like that's a good question. I mean, it's a player on the ice, but I don't know if Schilling had to take that one in the three. I don't know. It's any, like, we had the option of anybody on the ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But obviously, the player got Schilling's case. He had to take that penalty shot because he was the one tripped.
Yes. I think you're exactly right, because Schilling got tripped. He takes it. Ours was a little different. Ours was a little different situation when he gloved it. You know what I mean? He gloved it and threw it.
But you just couldn't pick anybody off the bench, right? I mean, you had to pick somebody who was on the ice at the time.
100% Abyss. Yeah, we had somebody on the ice.
And that play is not reviewable, correct?
I have no clue.
I mean, you can't add a penalty after the fact.
No.
So I don't think that play is reviewable.
I could have taken a penalty, too, by the way. I could have taken the 4-on-3, and, you know, it entered my mind, too.
Oh, you could have declined the
– Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I thought about it, but, again, how do you sit there? You got a breakaway. Right. Well, you got a clean breakaway with no resistance, you know.
Should be a heck of a weekend down in Mankato, Coach. We'll see you there.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.